From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama is getting mixed reaction from Republicans after announcing that the U.S. will allow oil drilling in previously protected areas offshore. NPR's David Wellness says Republicans have long advocated the idea, but some say the president's plan doesn't go far enough.
With his apparent concession to Republicans on oil drilling, President Obama may be hoping some will show some support for his efforts to limit greenhouse gas emissions. But the president also appeared to write off winning the support of others.
There are going to be some who argue that we don't go nearly far enough, who suggest we should open all our waters to energy exploration without any restriction or regard for the broader environmental and economic impact.
Indeed, House Minority Leader John Boehner issued a statement accusing the president of defying the will of the American people by not opening up the Pacific coast and parts of the Gulf of Mexico to oil exploration. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell called the president's new policy a small step in the right direction, but one that also leaves enormous amounts of energy resources off limits. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Attorneys for the eight members of an alleged anti-government group based in Michigan say the suspect should not be held for the duration of their trial. Michigan Radio Sarah Swick reports the eight have pleaded not guilty to conspiring against the U.S. government.
U.S. attorneys laid out their case against members of the Hutari militia during an arraignment and bond hearing. Prosecutors say the Michigan-based Hutari was preparing to levy war against the government and law enforcement officials, who they believe act on behalf of the elitist New World Order. The government says it has homemade training videos and audio tapes from an undercover agent that prove the Hutari planned an imminent attack against Michigan police officers. Mike Radai is defendant Tina Mae Stone's lawyer. He says that's not much of a case.
That's all you have is a lot of talk by people that are basically like to dress up in fatigues and carry around guns in the woods. And that's all you got.
The bond hearing will continue Thursday. A ninth alleged conspirator in the case was denied bond in an Indiana courtroom. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Swick in Detroit.
In California, a federal judge says the Bush administration broke the law by wiretapping phone conversations of members of an Islamic charity without first obtaining a warrant. The case was the last active challenge to the now-defunct warrantless wiretapping program. Law professor Orrin Kerr of George Washington University says the issue already has been debated between Congress and the White House.
Although there was no Supreme Court opinion that said the terrorist surveillance program was unlawful, I think there's a pretty broad agreement, both on the right and on the left, that the executive branch, the Bush administration, trying to go alone was the wrong way to go.
But Kerr says the debate continues between different branches of government about their respective roles. This is NPR News. A 1963 letter to Pope Paul VI indicates the Vatican knew about clergy abuse within the church. In the letter, released by attorneys for California victims of clergy abuse, the head of a Roman Catholic order advised the Pope to remove pedophile priests from active ministry. Meantime, thousands of students in Rome for a convention Wednesday delivered a letter of support to Pope Benedict XVI. The students are criticizing media coverage of Benedict's handling of a clergy abuse case in the 1980s when he was a cardinal in Germany. New Orleans has said goodbye to the woman referred to as their own Queen of Blues. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports it was a traditional jazz send-off for singer Marva Wright on Wednesday.
After a more than two-hour memorial service, mourners poured out of the New Hope Baptist Church behind Wright's casket to join what's called a second line, the jazz funeral procession where local musicians pay tribute to the recently departed. Women danced with umbrellas and handkerchiefs as the hearse passed by. Marva Wright was a popular blues and gospel singer who frequently performed in Europe. She died last week from complications from a stroke. She was 62 years old. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, New Orleans.
A neighborhood in Coventry, Rhode Island, is being evacuated because of the possibility of flooding from the Pawtuxet River. The 200-foot bridge has already lost its abutments. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.